Blog Talk Radio.
Believe it on today that you may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, open up the Bible and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Most
High God. Lord, we
thank you. Father God in heaven, we enter in this morning with all faith and by faith, believing and trusting you one mighty move in our life and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we come to bring it all over to you with holding nothing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercy, new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, as you could have kept us, amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come on today. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now. Lord, search our hearts this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this deliverance on this morning. Oh Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we decree and declare that every need is met right now. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we come before you, Lord God, Holy Spirit, we ask you to reveal to us any unconfessed sins that we may have in our heart right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you, oh God. We humble ourselves on your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling and seeking truth. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. If you're able to hear me this morning, just say amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your ward angels to ward against any spirits that rise to stop our prayers and being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. But, oh, Lord, we come believing. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And we decree and declare we have what we ask for. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless our day, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you have blessed this day. And, oh, that you made it a great day for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that even right now, God, that you've given your angels charge over us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those in our family. Amen. Lord, we come, oh God, that we may be delivered on today from anything that's not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to protect us and everyone in our family and all that we love and concerned about and all of who we pray for on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask you to protect our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our animals, our pets, our workplaces, our finances, our churches, our businesses, our ministries, and all that you have placed us in charge of, oh, God. Keep us from any harm, oh, God, destruction, pestilence, disease, distress, natural disaster, attacks of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people that we not be taking advantage of any trickery of any type of dysfunctionality, distractions, amen, illusions, deception, snares, and any undue hardship. Lord God, cause us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit and be extremely sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit, becoming the sons and daughters of God, amen. Cause us to realize it right now. Lord, protect us on our right and on our left, oh God. Be our rearward, God, and go before us and we possess the gate of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us. Like, help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel all the days of our lives. Amen. That our desired will be the accomplished of your total will in our lives. Word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line into the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory. Amen. My Lord, my God, so that we are in honor and in praise unto you all the days of our lives, that our lips will not be hid, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time and the lives of those who
We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, and that you have called us to be victorious as we walk into your call. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priests and kings, your humble servants, and to God be the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come praying this morning with a heart of repentance. And we forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, lied to us, talked about us, amen, rejected us. And Lord, we ask that you help them to turn from that sinful practice that he's been doing in this world, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will call them nigh to you, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Lord Jesus, we truly regret our sins of anger. And we come to you in humility and lowliness of mind this morning. And we acknowledge our sins of anger. And we repent and we turn from that way to walk in your chosen path of righteousness. Amen. We ask to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, or giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our lives. And Lord Jesus Christ, your word says your anointing destroys all yokes of bondage. And so we ask you right now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes and strongholds of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, or giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in our lives. Amen. Along with all their works, roots, fruits, and chemicals, and links that are in our lives. Amen. In the lives of those that we love and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are delivered and set free from the spirit of anger. We decree and declare that we are peacemakers and we pursue peace. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. We decree and declare Psalm 23 and 1 on today that we will not lack, for you are our shepherd and we will not want. Lord, prosper us and let us have abundance. Amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Lord, give us everything we need to fulfill our destiny and let us have more than we need. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you became poor that through your poverty may be rich. Amen. And we receive the rich that they can holler rich and add no sorrow right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us not lack any good thing, for we delight ourselves in you. Amen. Lord, give us the desires of our heart when we seek you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we put first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all things are added to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let everything our hands touch be blessed. Lord, let your blessings overtake our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, command your blessing on our storehouse. Lord, command your blessing, even life, even more on our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, multiply your grace in our life and let us a hello that is abound in every good work. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us have abundance and not scarcity. Lord, let there be no holes in our bags. Amen. Let the windows of heaven be open over our lives and throw out a blessing of God. That we won't have room enough to receive it. Lord, rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God. Lord, we seek you and cause us to prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, speak over our life and let us prosper. Lord, send your angel and prosper our ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Go with the robe of righteousness. And we thank you for them. Thank you, Jesus. And we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We put on this right there the full armor of God. And we decree and declare with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
that the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's in our way right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to enter into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to stay sanctified as we decree and declare victory on today. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We decree and declare with all faith on today. We will enter in at the straight gate and we will not walk, hallelujah, in the path that leads to destruction. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will keep our mouths and avoid destruction. Amen. We bind and rebuke the spirit of pride that leads to destruction. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke all destruction from our gates. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we close up any breach in our life that would give Satan and any demon access. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for every broken head in our life to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We stand in the gap and make up the head. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree and declare that we rebuild the wall and repair of the breach. Amen. We renounce our crooked speech that would cause a breach in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind up all breaches, O Lord. Let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our walls be salvation and our gates praise, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, finance, possession, and family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, purge the wicked out of the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, that Jerusalem may be saved. Amen. Lord, help on today. God, bless America, God. Mighty Kavavos Shaltaya. Lord, bless our children, oh God. Lord, we pray for the peace of our children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and their protection, Lord, we pray that you would heal their bodies and mind, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray that even our children, our young children and grandchildren rise up seeking and first your kingdom, oh God, that they would have a relationship with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you opened up a way where it seemed to be no way for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for you are way making, God. We thank you for healing, oh God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that we're free and we're free indeed. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for your blood. It redeems us. It sanctifies us. It makes all things new. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you bless us in our going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no sickness, no pullovers, no accidents. Thank you. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today. And those in our family and loved ones, amen, in the body of Christ. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over any roundabout, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building or place. That way our feet may tread, our heads may lay. Over our homes and all that's in our homes. My Lord, my God, and we declare the grace of blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us. Amen. It keeps us, protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the just Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for them. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for it all, God. Thank you for your mighty hand that's upon our life. Lord, we ask that you lead and guide us and instruct us of our Holy Spirit. As we go throughout this day, oh God, to do your will, oh God, so we bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let us not be tempted by the world and things and possession of people, the conversation of this world, oh God. But help us to keep our mind stayed on you. That you keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God. Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every tissue, every nerve in our body, oh God. let restoration come, oh God, of all these things, Father God. Oh Lord, restore our finances, oh God. Restore the ministry, oh God. Restore our prayer life. Restore our marriages, oh God, our relationships. Amen. Lord, I pray for divine unity where the enemy has caused division. Let peace come where the enemy has caused confusion and chaos, oh God. We command every argument of the spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. That all will see and know that we belong to you. And we thank you for it. Oh, my mama, they can't shout out my words. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Sanctify your Lord. Sanctify your God with our holy Messiah. And we just thank you right now. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, let us have wisdom and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, open up our understanding of scripture as we read your word on this morning. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom, oh God, and we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight, Heavenly Father. That we won't just be readers and hearers of God, but be doers of your word. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we are born. Glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you, Lord. Father God, as we die daily to this place, Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man, oh God. Lord, increase us in strength, amen. Increase, oh God, in the fruit of our spirit. And we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God, let the world and all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. The God be the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Come on, let's sing a
song.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nobody
likes you. We ain't got
my own shot.
Thank you.
Have your way. Lord, we need your shot.
Thank you, Lord.
We decree and declare our past, amen. Everything that happened before we got on this line, we decree and declare that we're delivered from our past. Hallelujah. Amen. You walked well on yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. What they said or what they did, did not say I did not do, whether good or bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All that you have for us. And all that you have for us, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Because we know that you are with us, oh God.
Thank
it's you that strengthens us.
You.
Amen. It's you that go before us. Amen. Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. We confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning.
Welcome. We're back. Thank God Almighty. We are back in position. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But we don't know what the day may bring, but God. It's all good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. We are in God's hands. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, Twan. And welcome. How
good
you doing
morning.
This morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm doing well. I'm grateful to be on the line again another day. It's grateful God woke me up. So, you know, just here doing, seeing what God had for me to do today. I'm doing good.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear you on the line today. Amen.
Amen.
Going strong. Going strong. Amen. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm just glad to be on the line, amen. Like they used to say, I'm just glad to be in the service one more time.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, God. Keep it so good to have you on the line this morning. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this morning?
Amen. Good morning. I'm touching and agreeing with every prayer and that has Amen. Been done before us. And I have Doris on the line.
Amen. Sister Doris, God Amen. Bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. God is good. Woke me up this morning, my right mind, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. And I'm excited about the day, what God got in store for me.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. So good to hear you back on the line. We've definitely been praying for you and looking for you. So good to see you back and to be here with us. Amen. Y'all are so good. Amen. So good Amen. To be alive this morning. I'm just excited, feeling good this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. That's Mark chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. Amen. That's Mark chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 1 through 9, in the New King James Version, says, and again he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured. Some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And this is Jesus speaking. He tells the parable of the four sowers here in these scriptures. And we know that Jesus, he taught other people by telling stories which are called parables, using familiar scenes to explain spiritual truths. This method of teaching compelled the listener to think, amen, and it concealed the truth from those who were too stubborn or prejudiced to hear what was being taught. But most parables have one main point, so we must be careful not to go beyond what Jesus intended to teach. When we look at the four soils and the seeds that were sown, the seeds were sown by hand as a farmer walked across the field. He threw handfuls of seed into the ground from a large bag of slug across his shoulders. Plants did not grow, I want us to understand, didn't grow in a neat rows, and they do with today's machine plants, and no matter how skillful the farmer could keep from having some of his seed fall by the wayside, or be scattered among rocks and thorns, or be carried off by the wind. So therefore, farmers would throw seed liberally, and enough would fall on good ground to ensure a harvest. So the hearing Jesus wants from us is not the kind we use when we listen to background music or when someone starts to recount a long story we've already heard. We hear with our ears, but there is a deeper kind of listening with the mind and heart that is necessary in order to gain spiritual understanding from Jesus' words. To truly hear Jesus' words is to believe them, to use them immediately in decisions and attitudes, and to base life on them. Your recreation and work, family plans, and many matters, praying and singing. To hear Jesus' words is to make Jesus your true Lord. Amen. Amen.
is ask ourselves, what is Jesus saying to us today? What is he saying to us today? Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. At this time, we'll have our prayer petition. We'll start with you, Twan. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just reading this scripture yesterday, and my prayer is that that the seeds that God has planted to me, that they will fall on good soil, and the harvest will be plenty. And I pray that prayer for all those that believe as well, and all those that are called and chosen, that the seeds that God has placed in us and has planted in our hearts, and that they fall on good soil.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we touch and agree right now. Oh, gracious Lord, we decree Amen. And declare your word, oh God. And Father God, we come in agreement, touch and agree with Kamaya Faith with your daughter Twan on today, oh God, that all that you have planted in us, oh God, it would be if the seed would be planted in good ground, amen, it would take root, amen.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let your word be engraved on our hearts and mind, oh Lord, that no one can come, steal it, or take it away. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare with all faith.
Thank you.
That it is so, and it shall be no way, no other way.
Amen.
In holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Bless you. Amen. Hi. Thank
Amen.
You. We love you so much, Twan. God bless you.
I love you.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I would just like prayer for in the home of my marriage, amen, that we would stand strong despite of the attacks. People get jealous when they see you and your spouse together, or when you're together, and they do things. But we have to be strong, and we have to continue to love those people even though they do those type of things. And we cannot let these things upset us and bother us. Amen. That's my prayer today.
Amen, amen. Oh, gracious Lord, we come this day with your son, Lauren Green, this one, oh God, and we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just touch and heal, oh God, touch and mend, oh God, mend their hearts, oh God. Lord, let peace come and be still right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would just touch, oh God, this marriage, oh God, and let healing spring up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, fix that is broken. Men to tear in their souls, oh God, and we come against every attack of the enemy against their marriage, oh God, against all that they have, oh God, all that they will have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you increase them in love, oh God, increase the peace in their home, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will keep you at the center of their marriage, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents and all that they sent, oh God, anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy, oh God, to speak evil, to do evil, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. Let their works come to nothing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory right now that it is won over your son, Lauren Green, wife, and all that they have, all that they love, and we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Oh, Lord, turn it around, oh God. Even right now, Lord, turn it all around for that good. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy loves to attack marriages. He loves to attack
marriages.
Try to tear it apart at every angle of it. And if we're not careful, we make sure we don't allow the enemy to use us to tear it up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God bless every marriage, everyone on this line that is married. May God will bless your marriage in abundance, filled with joy.
Amen.
Unity. Amen. May you operate in unity. On one accord, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, are you still there? Amen. I believe her and Sister Doris on the same line together. Maybe they've made it to work already. All right. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just praying that God just continue to bless my family and just continue to use us mighty. I'm writing a new script, and I'm just trusting God on today that I will actually start typing it up on the computer and send it out to my cast. Give me creative ideas. That's what I'm saying for God.
Amen.
Jesus, that God would just, that God's peace and protection be with us all. And I just pray for God's help. Mm-hmm. Amen. For all, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you will just, you know, send your help, Lord. You know what we need before we ask. And Lord, I just pray for help for our family members, our loved ones, oh God. Your God, mm-hmm. your people, God, your sons and daughters that you ordained for our life for such a time as this. And everyone that's been planted in our life by the enemy, oh God, let them be uprooted, amen, and cast down in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray on today, oh God, that you will continue to bless our marriage. Oh Lord, keep us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that we remember our vows, oh God, that we will honor those vows. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And not be tempted by any man or woman. Any man or woman who's tempted by the cap of the enemy to destroy our marriages, to cause confusion. Amen. Oh Lord, let them be cut down and push back. Let their eyes be blind, their ears be deaf, oh God, their tongues be nipped. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over our marriages, amen, over our children, over our lives. I just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. That is my prayer for this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. And I'm telling you, prayer works. Prayer works.
Yes.
There are people that have been sent by the enemy to try to destroy my marriage. And if I tell you, they can't even find their way back. They can't even hear it. Come against my marriage.
Yes.
Like, literally, they don't even understand what happened, but I understand what happened. Why they cannot be in our circle around us anymore because of what they were trying to do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I share this testimony. I was praying with one of them. And they didn't even realize that they were touching and agreeing about the work that they were trying to do to destroy my marriage. They had to go. Prayer works. Prayer works.
Mm-hmm.
They won't even know. They won't be able to call. They won't be able to do anything. They won't be able to speak no evil against your marriage. My Lord, my God. And the
Amen.
Five
Amen.
God bless you. God bless everyone on the line. As I close out in prayer today, Lord, we just thank you. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come, oh God, and we come, oh God, offering up a praise and a prayer of thanksgiving on today, Lord God. Just thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do, Father God, in the life of your daughter, Tawanya, life of your son, Lauren, oh God, life of your daughter, Kim and Doris, and life of your son, Doris, stay in my life, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be on today? But Lord, we thank you that you're always with us, for your word tells us that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now. We decree and declare without faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Lord, on today as we pray, oh God, we come against every spirit of the desert, amen. And we speak to every desert in our life or ministry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out any the spirit that's sent against our life and the life of those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we bind and cast in every spirit of the desert island, the desert park, the desert dragon, the desert hyena, and the desert vulture. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast in every scorpion spirit of fear and torment right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke the speech out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out every jackal, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we will not dwell in the wilderness, but in a fruitful land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare our desert shall blossom as a rose and bring forth abundant fruit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Isaiah 35:1, O Lord, release water in our desert places and streams in the desert, amen. Let rivers flow into our desert places, amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, open up rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys, and make our wilderness place a pool of water and our dry places springs of water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we rebuke the beasts of the desert, every dogful creature, every snare right now, and every dragon from operating our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your voice shake every wilderness place in our lives, oh God. My Lord, my God, my Yishababosha. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, planting our wilderness places, the cedar, the shetaya, the myrtle tree, the all tree, oh God, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box tree together. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all rebellion that would open our life to devil spirits. We break every curse of trusting in man that would open our life to devil spirits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we prophesy to every dry bone in our lives and command it to live. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our land shall not be termed desolate. Amen. But we are called up, Jephthah. Amen. And hallelujah, land of Bula. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, make all wilderness places like Eden and our desert places like the garden of the Lord. Amen. Let every desolation of our life, our bloodline be raised up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, revive us and prepare every desolation in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by faith we receive it. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We can't thank you enough for today, but yet and still we thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, do a new thing in us right now. Thank you, Jesus. We rebuke and destroy every trap the devil has set for us and those in our family. Let the proud spirit stumble and fall over. Break the pride of Lebanon's power right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, awake, awaken, put on strength, oh, hallelujah, oh, arm of the Lord. We command, hallelujah, the helpers of Rahab to bow before the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let not the foot of pride come against us. Amen. We strip the scales of Lebanon and take away his arm. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, look on Lebanon, oh God, and bring them lower, tread them down in this place. Amen. Rebuke the bulls of Bashan. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, Lord, send your word and deliver us from those in our families and any destruction. But we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're blessed of the Lord and we are favored with God and with mankind. We thank you, O God, for your extraordinary favor that's been released on today. Oh, Lord, surprise us, O God, on today with your extraordinary favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we thank you for turning everything around for us. Thank you, Jesus. We prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the walls of Jericho are coming down right now to block us from entering in and receiving our blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it. Oh, Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Amen. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood on today, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. And we thank you for it, Lord. We declare and declare that we're made with Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that we have eyes that see, ears that hear, and a mouth that speak, oh God. We thank you that our bodies are able. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for renewing our mind on today. hallelujah to your name. Oh, Lord, we love you. We give it all over to you right now, God. We surrender all over to you right now. And we walk in peace. And we keep our peace. Oh, Lord, you said in your word that you give us the peace, not the peace that the world gives, and the world cannot take it away. So we thank you for your peace on today. Hallelujah. For you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father God. We declare and declare all is well with us and our soul. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, do you have anything you'd like to say? Please do so. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God is good. I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God will open my heart enough to receive it, soften my heart enough to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you to one. Minister Murray, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen. I receive the prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe Cousin Kim and Sister Doris are probably at work at this time. God bless you both. May I have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. And I just close up here just saying, you know, keep the faith. You know, be encouraged on today. Keep your mind stayed on God and rest in him. Amen. Do not trouble yourself. Don't let anything trouble you. Amen. Know that God is with you and God is working everything out for your good. For our good, amen. Just trust. I'm going to stay right here. And this is where God works miracles, when we stand in faith and not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you at this time. We're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you recognize that he is our source, the great Jehovah Jireh, the supplier of our every need. It is he who opens the heavens and blesses you with blessings you cannot contain. When God opens the door, no man can close it. Your enemies shall fall before you as Jericho fell before Israel. You shall know the blessings and the abundance that only the Lord can give. Amen. The blessing that make it rich, add no sorrow. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
you.
I love you. We thank God for you. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. The battle is already won, and we have the victory because we have Jesus Christ. Who is the victor? Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother. Amen. Yes,
Lord. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord. me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing.